As the Unalaska Marine Center nears completion, the city council is thinking about how to lease out that space.
This council and the council before have approved a fantastic project that has built an incredible piece of infrastructure for our community that will last somewhere in the realm of 50 plus years.
That's Ports Director Peggy McLaughlin at last week's council meeting, where she explained terminal service agreements, which favor competitive bid processes but do not require the city to go out for a bid.
It does not require a bidding position, but it does require that we are able to defend our position in offering up agreements. The Unalaska City Code of Ordinances requires us to do a competitive process for land leases, and our terminal services agreements will include land leases.
When finished in January, the Unalaska Marine Center will have 1,600 linear feet of dock space, 800 feet of crane rail, and 168 hours a week available for scheduling. McLaughlin explained that signing a terminal service agreement benefits both the city and the users. The agreements provide users a consistent window to use the space and predictable rates. Plus, McLaughlin adds it gives organizations a reason to invest in Unalaska.
When they go to their board of directors or to their headquarters, they can sit down and say, we have a 5-year, a 10-year, a 15-year, whatever it is, agreement. Now we need you to invest in Unalaska Dutch Harbor.
Right now, there are 6 companies interested in committed berthing windows. Half requested to pay below tariff rates, while 2 said they would pay tariff. McLaughlin's big concern, requests for rate reductions.
It may be that that's appropriate, but I think that we really need to do analysis on that and make sure that when we set those thresholds of where we want to land with rates with our long-term tenants, that we are making sure that we're not selling ourselves short on servicing our debt.
Rate reductions were also a worry for Andrew Murphy of PAC Steve.
I'd be nervous about rate structures giving some customers favorable advantages over other customers. So if one person gets the favorable rate over somebody else, that could give them an advantage in competition.
Looking at the existing customer base, McLaughlin thinks the new dock will allow the city to serve everyone.
I don't see this being competitive from the standpoint that somebody's not going to get what they need or want. I see this being competitive in that it provides us a framework to be consistent and fair and reasonable in how we award agreements.
The city has a 30-year bond to pay off the $39 million project. Because of that, Vice Mayor Dennis Robinson says he'd prefer longer-term agreements.
When it all comes down to it, I want to see the protection of our ability to pay our bond. That's really important also. I understand if the fish quit swimming out there, we're going to be in pretty tough shape.
At the suggestion of Councillor Roger Rowland, the city is now looking for an economist to review the potential rate structure. McLaughlin would like to send out requests for proposals by early next year.